Pat and I were having a fun discussion off the air, and I thought I'd include it on the air just because I know you're a golf fan, Art, and I know Dave, you like golf too, and well, we all enjoy golf. And PGA Championship is coming up this week.
Yep.
And there's still fallout from, especially for Phil Mickelson and Greg Norman.
Yes.
And that potential involvement in that Saudi-based league. They know that there's a... Mm-hmm. They're trying to get that kind of to rival the PGA and trying to get some of the PGA members to come and play. And a lot of them said, no, thank you. And
right.
Comments have gone back and forth.
I know Phil, that he's the defending champion, and he's not going to be
there. He won't be there to defend this week. And there's a new report out, and Pat and I didn't know about this until we saw about this. And we were just kind of like, wow. So did you hear that? Jack Nicklaus. I mean, if there is any name synonymous with golf, it's Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, for sure.
Who said that he was approached to be a person to back the Saudi League.
He'd be the face.
They wanted him to, like, be the spokesman, yep. You know? Ooh. They offered him $100 million.
How much?
$100 million, Art.
That's just... Just a couple hours worth of oil.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and Pat and I were just looking at each other like,
yeah.
So did the PGA counteroffer?
No.
Jack, of course, a man of great integrity and understanding of how all this is going to play out,
mm-hmm.
politely declined, although he did for a very good reason.
Well, he started the PGA as we know it today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he has deep roots to what the PGA is all about, so he's not going to go against it.
Right.
But
still, $100 million. I mean, that's tough. Still, I don't care if you did create it. If somebody said, here's $100 million, and say,
might check your ethics at the door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true. And that got me to thinking, like, what product would I not do for $100 million?
You'd be testing a lot of ethics, I got to tell you that.
Mega hats. You probably wouldn't sell those.
$100 million.
I could see Pat wearing one of those.
For $100 million, maybe.
$100 million, yeah.
I could see you hanging a picture of Nancy Pelosi in your home office for $100 million, Art Lewis.
Oh, wait.
I think you'd do it for less than that.
Yeah, and I'd put a... Never mind.
And then we got to thinking, imagine sitting in that meeting room, you know, trying to start this Saudi-based league. All right, we need a big name. We need someone who's going to really put a face on this. How about Nicklaus? Well, how much would it take, do you think? I don't know. How about $100 million? Done. Go offer it to him.
Yeah, like it's nothing.
As you said, Art, that's, you know, yeah. Well, 2 hours of oil? Give him 100. Give him 150. $100 million. That's how desperate they were to try and make this.
And so they ended up with the shark,
yeah.
Craig Norman. Well, okay.
Yeah, well.
Good luck to them, I guess.
Not a good start.
No.
I missed that. Did Greg Norman actually say yes?
Well, no, he's not getting $100 million or anything like that. But, I mean, he is. He and Phil are kind of the spokesman for this new idea.
I think Phil's going to be quiet. I don't think you're going to hear much from him right now.
No. He's kind of realized that perhaps it's not a good relationship to have.
Right.
And Norman, of course, made some comments that perhaps weren't most appropriate when it comes to the involvement of the Saudis and some things that have been going on there. So,
did he say something? I heard this on a sports show. Did he say something like, well, we all make mistakes? Somebody asked him about how they treat journalists.
Yeah, I think that
Khashoggi was maybe what they were talking about.
I believe that's what he said. Yeah, he said something about we all make mistakes.
Sometimes we all make mistakes. Yeah. Well, thanks, Greg.
Yeah, very good, Greg.
I'm sure if you asked him, he didn't mean to be that callous, but I'm thinking he was just trying to say, you know, I'm just here to talk golf. What are you bringing that up for? That's what my guess is. And he's just like, oh, geez.
Well, what did he expect?
Well, I guess he was just trying to earn $50 million.
Yeah, I don't think he expected that. I think it was just like, we're here to have some fun, play golf. And it's like suddenly threw that at him.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he was prepared for that.
Well, then.
You know, that's.
Then I.
No
then
answer I, then is I, a better I, answer.
Then I overestimated his brilliance. You know. Maybe just because he's a good golfer.
Maybe.
Of course, he was also one of the biggest choke artists in all time, too. So.
He was prepared for that as he was prepared to win the Masters.
<That's right.
laughs>
Oh.
Pile on Greg Norman.
He shoots, he scores.
Good day, mate. Good day.